Welcome to another Crittenden Press online podcast. I'm your host, Chris Evans. Let's get right to the show.
Welcome to the post-game podcast. We're delayed a day this week because of fall break, which is affecting the practice and everything else. And I want to tell you that this podcast today is brought to you by Convenient Car Care in Marion, Kentucky on West Gum Street. Stop by and see Ron Wellington for all your car care needs. Crittenden County's coming off a loss to Murray High, 35-0 in a district game at Murray last week. The Rockets are now 1-1 in the district and have a crucial game against Ballard Memorial coming up this week. Murray High is in the driver's seat along with Caldwell County in the district. Both teams are 2-0 right now in league play. Coach Starnes, again, we've had the walking wounded, and some of them are barely walking. We had four or five starters out, 11 players all together unavailable for the game. And the problems just continue to mount.
Yeah, Chris, and you know, it is what it is, and we say that each week. And you know, we have some kids not showing up because of fall break. And you know, we told them the very first practice that we had that we will have practice during fall break. Unfortunately, we can't control that we have a fall break, and we can't control that. We have to have a game during fall break because that's KHSAA scheduling gridlines that they have, and it falls. District ball games falls in this week, and we have to have fall break. So, you know, we all know that we have kids that want to be around their families, and trust me, we have coaches that want to be around their families as well too. But we made a commitment to this ball club, and we have to stick to that commitment. We have to do the best job that we can. And unfortunately, we have some that that are missing because of it, and you know it's affecting the whole team. And you know that's what it is. And we still continue to have injuries. And you know we had 20 kids in practice this morning. And you know we're going to go down. We're going to go to Ballard, and we're going to play the best that we can. And we're going to play the kids that show up for practice, and not take the ones that don't show up for practice. And you know we're going to go and we're going to compete as hard as we can to beat Ballard.
And we'll have some more follow-up on the Ballard game coming up this week. Later in the week, we'll talk a little more in depth about them and some playoff scenarios, and it does have a lot of implications on that. Right now, we'll look back at the Murray game. You know, you got a good game out of Zach Tinsley, who came in off the bench, and first game, he's really got a lot of action in the varsity-type part of the game, you know, where it wasn't a reserve-type deal, cleanup at the end, and had 55 yards on 9 carries. I know that's encouraging. You were trying to work Zach in. Bryce had a good game running the football, football moving him back into the backfield from quarterback, and he had 19 carries for 34 yards. And Travis Gilbert completed, you know, about half his passes. Granted, he threw 2 interceptions, didn't have a whole lot of yards, but, you know, he showed some accuracy there at the end when Murray was kind of backed off our receivers and throwing some little short stuff. And so you got to look at these and try to find some bright spots. I think
those, you know, and there are bright spots, Chris. I mean, you look at Zach. Zach practices as hard as he plays in a game, and you know he's wide open all the time. He's 100 miles an hour, and you know we were proud to see him able to get out and run the football like he did. And you know, we just have to expand his knowledge of the plays and our packages in order for us to this week, so we don't just run the same plays. And that's what we're working on. So, you know, he's got to work hard at that and expand it so we can have some success in other sets as well. And you know, Zach was a offensive player of the game. You know, he had 55 yards. I think we had a total of 160 yards or something like that. So, you know, he had a big chunk of them. But, you know, Bryce Willis is an individual that you can't say enough about as far as I think as a leader on this team, and shows his versatility and his willingness, you know, to move different positions, start out quarterback. We've had him at receiver. We've had him at running back. And he started, you know, we had him at secondary. We've got him at linebacker now. And, you know, I think Bryce would line up at nose guard and play nose guard if we had to have him there. So, you know, we appreciate his efforts. You know, we also had Devin Clark, who played an outstanding game. He was defensive player of the game. You know, and he continues to improve, and I think he's improved a great deal this year. Corey Mays is a story that touches my heart. That you know he comes out and he sticks with it, doesn't get much playing time, very quiet individual, and then gets out there. Now he has an opportunity to play both ways, and he's doing a great job. And he was lineman of the week, and he cares, and he wants to do it, and he works hard, and you know he's just a pleasure to talk to. And then you know he's liable to go run a marathon on Saturday after he plays Friday night. He's just the way he is, and he enjoys it, and he's having fun too.
Of course, Corey had 5 solo tackles, 3 assists in the game, and Devin Clark, 8 solos, 4 assists, a tackle for loss. And, you know, you had this Dakota Lynch, young guy, came in, played some at linebacker, I think, had 6 solo tackles and 4 assists.
You know, and we told Dakota that that he was going to get a lot of playing time, and we were going to rotate him in there and give him a chance to play. And we thought that he did a good job, but he doesn't show up for practice today, you know, to put him in there. So, you know, I mean, that's what it is. The commitment level's not there, and we have to get that, find it, and continue to work hard. And the young guys are going to have to understand we have to come to practice to play.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Stephon Cozart had another one of his good games. You know, he's just you expect something big out of Stephon every week. Last week he had 5 solo tackles, 2 assists, and had another game. I think he's a leader on this team, and I know this week he's going to have to be really pick it up, isn't he?
Well, you know, we expect Stephon to be a leader, and we anticipate him to be a leader. I think that we probably do so more than he does, and he has to understand that people will follow him, right or wrong, if he vocalizes it, and he needs to be the one out there to lead in a positive way. And we're challenging it to do so, and we need that as far as the team. Another one is Eli Bebout, who's played solid. I thought he's gotten better the past few weeks, and it's like a light switch was turned on. You know, you play the right technique, and you get a lot of tackling points and make things happen. And so he's played well and played solid. And, you know, that's what we're going to have to do, is we're going to have to control the line of scrimmage. And I really thought we did that against Murray. You know, they weren't able to run the ball on us as well as they wanted to run it. They had to rely on the air in the pass, but they were able to do so, and that's what broke our back.
I know this has been a frustrating year for you with the injuries and the other personnel matters, and it's just one of those things. We've got 3 games left. We have an opportunity to really, you know, still finish 3rd in the district, and I think that's what is on everybody's mind right now. If we win against Ballard, that will fairly well sew this up. We should finish 3rd in the district, no worse than 3rd anyway. We'll have Caldwell the following week, and we're going to have something in the paper this week showing the standings. As it looks now, that would pit us against Butler County in the first round of playoffs. So this is an important week to go get Ballard, and I know with all these troubles we've got, it's going to be a tough deal. And we'll talk some more about that during the week.
And Chris, I mean, you know, I know we know the importance of this game, and I know we know what has to be done. I'm just not sure that the entire team knows that, and that's what's frustrating to us as coaches. And we have to get those kids to understand that we've only won 2 ball games. Things haven't gone the way that we wanted to. They won't always go the way that you want to, not in football, not in life, and anything that you do. But character is, for what I think, true character is in the eyes of adversity and how you respond to that. And we have to respond the right way. And we're trying to get the kids to understand that. It's all easy and it's all good when you're winning. It's when you're losing that it's not, and you build true character. And we got to understand that it's fall break, we're losing, and it's easy to stay in bed, not go to bed early enough to get up because you have practice. It's got to be important to you. So we have to be able to understand that. We have to be able to do that. But rest assured, we can promise those individuals that are coming to practice, they will not play and they will not travel to the ball game.
So this is a crucial week for the Rockets, fall break and all. It's got everybody out of their routine, and it's one of those weeks where everything's on the line Friday night at Ballard Memorial, and the district's 3rd place is at stake. Now, is this a 7:30 or 7 o'clock game?
7 o'clock game, and it is a homecoming game.
Another homecoming.
Just imagine that, because I think they actually switched the date and played the, you know, put us down for homecoming. So, yeah, it is a homecoming, and it's a 7 o'clock game, and hopefully we can spoil their homecoming festivities.
All right, 7 o'clock kickoff at Le Center Friday night. We'll see you there.